Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and
the glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Join us on The Wet Coast, a podcast about sexuality and ethical non-monogamy of every variety. We talk polyamory and swinging, monogamish and open relationships, from dirty, dirty sex to heartbreak and everything in between. We share our personal experiences and philosophy, observations and theories, what works for us, and where we fucked it right up. This isn't your average couple's explain-a-brag podcast, though we definitely do a little of that. We share our adventures in open with a unique, funny, feminist, and Canadian approach. Come get wet with us on the Wet Coast.
Bananas.
I'm sorry, say bananas again?
Bananas.
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 In
bananas.
Pajamas.
Okay. Bananas in the vaginas. Right. Did you just say bananas in the vaginas?
Yeah. Hello, folks. So this is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
And we are here on holiday in beautiful Passion in Paradise.
That's right. Yes. We are at the absolutely gorgeous Turtle Cove Resort in far north Queensland, or as we like to call it, F&Q.
Yeah.
And it's been a nice week. Weather has been lovely.
Oh, it's been beautiful. Yeah, perfect weather.
And we're going to do, you know, because as you do it on vacation resorts, mm-hmm. we're going to do swinger fails.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about bad dates, bad flirting skills, and the things that we're terrible at when it comes to swinging.
And some of the terrible experiences we've had.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get a few of the folks that are around the resort to tell us their stories.
Yeah.
So
should we start with...
We should start with one of the worst flirters I've ever met. We all know and love her very much. We have the lady...
Hello, everyone.
Now, speak up, lady. Remember, ejaculate into the microphone.
Bleh. Is that how you ejaculate?
No, that's how she flirts.
Oh, okay. It's not that far from the truth. Love it.
So, I will say, one of my favorite things I've ever heard you say is talking about flirting, how you'll walk up to somebody and go, "Hi, do you like bread?"
Yeah, that's my pickup line.
So, how did that become your pickup line?
Because I was so terrible at everything else, and I saw it somewhere or heard it somewhere and went, it's got to be better than what I'm currently using, which is just staring at them like I'm a creep.
So has that line ever worked for you?
It has worked once, and I walked up to someone and said, "I like bread," and he turned around and said, "Well, I like cheese, let's make a sandwich."
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
It was so bad. It was awesome.
That's a great response.
I know. Yeah.
So, okay, why are you bad at flirting? Tell us.
Because I do not read signs, signals, or anything well. I cannot tell if someone's flirting with me, and I do not know how to do it back.
But I will say, though, that on day one here at Passion, someone was flirting with Bradford. Bradford did not pick up on it whatsoever, but you did.
I was right.
That's right.
You're learning to read the signs a little better.
Or maybe I can just read other people.
Maybe watching other people.
Yes, because I'm not involved in said flirting.
Maybe that's what we need to do. You and I need to just travel together, and I'll tell you when people are flirting with you, and you tell me when people are flirting with me.
Well, we are a hive mind, so that will work.
That would be great.
Okay, go to work.
And go. So do you have any, like, really bad date stories, or, like, how you've failed in the lifestyle or in life in general? People want to hear bad stories.
I have so many bad stories. Let's start with my very first solo date that I did on Tinder.
Ooh.
Ooh, it was shocking. So
this is a solo date after you're married, opening things up.
Yeah.
And going out on your own.
Exactly. Okay. So I went on my first date. We'd chatted for a while. His pictures, he looked normal about our age. Was quite funny. Knew some weird and wonderful things about random bands that I liked. And we met up. I've walked into the pub where we were meeting because I made it somewhere near me that I knew would have good drinks, good food, and an easy exit strategy if it all turned to shit,
right.
Which I ended up needing.
Wow. Okay, go on.
I've walked out the back to the beer garden. I've looked around and I'm like, no, there's no one my age here. No one that looks like those pictures. And I stopped and I looked again. And I sent out a quick kick message and a fella stands up and waves. And he is 25 years older.
Oh, gosh.
25 years older and looks like he's in his 70s.
Wow.
And I've looked at him and gone, okay, I'm going to have a drink. Can always make a new friend. So we had a drink, and after I'd finished the drink, I'm like, I have to go now. And got up and left. Yeah. And then told the ginger about it, and he thought it was hilarious.
Well, I mean, it is hilarious. I mean,
yeah.
But aww. Why would... I'm sorry, babe. Why would anybody... I've never understood why people... I mean, that's basically catfishing, right?
It was really seriously catfishing, because in the pictures, he was actually very attractive, and this might have been the problem. And this is why I don't believe pictures anymore. Yeah. If you're hot, I'm not going to meet with you. If your pictures are amazing, I'm not even going to bother.
Oh my
so
God.
Do you think that they were pictures of him when he was younger, or just randoms that he had taken?
I think
stolen?
They were pictures of him when he was younger, but he had also photoshopped.
Right.
Oh, I Photoshop, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, I Photoshop
but
the hell.
Lots.
No, but I put my head on, like, Jennifer Aniston's body because, you know, I know what people like.
I would totally. I just put a paper bag over and do that. I'd be in for that.
Oh, my God, that's
know
great.
Your audience.
Know your audience.
All right. I still understand how people think that's going to work. Because once you show up and you're something completely... Unless, I guess, the person you're meeting is really desperate or is open to that.
That makes me feel like
But I'm just saying, but you didn't stay, though. You didn't go down that path.
No, absolutely not.
And yeah, it's... Unless you're really
good. Look at you, you're not desperate. I don't know if that's a compliment. Good job, Angela.
The lady's better than that.
She is better than
that.
Yeah, marginally.
So, do you have any others that you'd like to throw out there?
No, we kind of vet... So, from that point, I vetted all of my dates heavily, including asking for a... photo right now. Yeah.
Oh, do you like the today's paper? Like
not quite,
like,
but
yeah, proof of life.
Hold up a chapstick or hold up a glass of red juice or cordial or whatever, just so I know it's been done now.
I do the exact same thing. I like to see a picture of a woman with chapstick in her mouth because I want to know what it's going to look like when my penis is in there.
Aww. There's no coming back from that.
That's what she said.
Oh, God. Hey, I gave you a ticket to not be mean to me.
Yeah, yeah. And
that was for one night only.
That was for one night only. One night only. Come on, my baby. Come on.
Anyway.
Sorry. So you now you do the proof of life or proof of actuality.
I was just nodding my head. Yes.
And yes.
Yeah.
So do you have a pickup line that you like to use now that you've been practicing for a while?
Nice tits wanna fuck. No.
Nice tits wanna fuck.
No, I don't use that. But I do like to chat to people before I meet them now.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, do you like chat on the phone or
yes.
do you... Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you, lady.
Yeah,
welcome.
Well, your name is now in the basket for our prize. We've got a prize this week. Sponsored by Geeky Sex Toys and Penthouse Magazine.
Them.
So we'll put your name in the basket and we'll see what gets drawn out.
Ooh. If it does, I'll take pictures with it.
Oh, sweet.
Incentive? Possibly.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, so now we have the illustrious Ginger Tramp who is running his fingers through his long, luscious ginger hair.
He's trying to make himself look irresistible.
He is already irresistible. Look at those darling blue eyes.
I'm just trying to make myself feel human at the moment and be able to human with other humans. I might have had a little bit of a big night last night, just a little bit.
We saw you dancing by yourself. It was kind of adorable.
I wasn't dancing by myself.
There was nobody else around.
There was someone else around, I assure you.
They were imaginary souls he was trying to steal.
They're all a bunch of cunts.
Oh my god. Already, this is great. Yeah. So, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you put your flirting skills?
Ooh. Depends on how many beers I am in. But still, it's always pretty ordinary. I mean, I just get by on good looks and charm. Roguish attitude, really. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, the lady is now laughing herself senseless. Look,
Lady, it's kept you around for 16 years.
Oh,
no, that's because it's just difficult and expensive to get a divorce, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. That's how I also keep people around.
It's lovely to see romance is not dead.
I love it.
Okay, so bad date stories? Swinger fails?
Probably the one that comes to mind is had met someone on OkCupid. We'd been chatting for a while. They were in an open relationship, had been in one for a while. It seemed like a stable open relationship as well, which has become a bit of a thing because there has been a couple of lesser side stories about people who I've met, and they say that they're in an open relationship, they say they're cool with it until it all comes down to it. But anyway, side story. This person seemed quite normal. We'd been chatting, messaging for quite some time, and we finally decided we'd meet up. And similar kind of thing that the lady was just talking about. She turns up while she looks like her photos. I hadn't picked up on it at the time. So many of her pictures were sort of cropped from the shoulders up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do have a kind of a type, and this person sort of didn't fit the type. But she turned up and I thought, okay, you're not really my type now, but we'll chat and we'll see how things go. And I said, oh, would you like a drink? And she goes, oh, yeah, but I don't drink too much. I said, oh, okay, why is that? And she goes, oh, well, I had back issues last year, and that was the first warning. So that, oh, we're 2 minutes in, we're talking medical problems. And she said, well, and I stopped drinking for a while to help treat that. And I've gone, oh, okay. Why? Were you on certain medication? Oh, no. I was using some Chinese herbal medication, and I was also seeing, I can't remember what the practitioner, and I'm using air quotes here, one of those supposedly medical professions. But then she starts to regale me about all the alternative therapies and the crystals and everything else that we use to help cure this issue that she had.
Wow.
And for me, it was just, if you're into that, and you're listening and that's your thing, that's fine. More power to you. If it works for you, fine. But I'm not going to sit there and listen to your frou-frou medicine stories and your problems about your back and how you hurt it, because really, you know, if we're talking about flirting skills, that's not sort of getting to the top of the pile.
No, not straight up first thing.
So talking about crystals doesn't get you hard as a rock?
No, not really.
No.
See, this is where I'm at. I can't even give you a comeback to that, a punny comeback.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I
can't even crystallize a joke, and that's a really, really
good comeback. Oh, God.
But I'll come up with some gems later.
I will say, I could see right through that one.
Yeah. We'll put that one on the chain.
And he's gone.
And with that,
the ginger tramp has put his hat on, and I think he's ready to hit the bayou.
It's the ginger
equivalent of like Batman's smoke bomb. You just put the big sun hat on, and you can no longer be seen. You're just in permanent shade.
I actually do like that his hat has a tag on it that says "piping hot."
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Are you piping hot?
I am piping hot.
I call it Vincenting.
Vince. Oh my God. The lady just said, "I call it Vincenting." Like, he's gonna Van Gogh. We'll see you later. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
we'll talk to you soon. Next up, we have one of our very good friends. This is the professor. Say hi, professor.
Hi, professor.
Yeah, see.
There you go.
So
she follows direction very well.
I know, right? This is her podcast debut.
Uh-huh.
You have heard us talk about her and her partner, the Ginger. We've got a lot of gingers in our life.
So many.
He's not the ginger, he's just ginger.
He's a ginger, that's true. I mean, yeah, just...
Because we have the ginger tramp and then we have ginger.
Yeah, true.
You give him enough Long Island iced teas, he also becomes the ginger tramp.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, we've seen. And by the way, pot, this is the kettle calling, you're black. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your flirting skills?
Oh, look, can we go negatives?
Yes.
They're numbers. Yeah. Negatives are numbers.
That's true.
So, yeah, no, we go well into the negatives there.
So do you have, like, a favorite pickup line that you like to use?
There's one, but it's very identifying.
So, oh, okay, so we won't let
that. Yeah, so we won't go there.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
very specific to...
Because it's like, hi, my name is... You're right, that's very identifying.
Yes, yeah.
I have boobs. You want to see them?
That works.
You should try that.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, see?
I'm actually, learning. This is actually a learning experience for me. Yeah. The negative numbers.
Oh, honey, I think you're doing just fine. We've seen you working around, and this whole we're innocent kind of thing, it ain't fine anymore.
No, I'm putting Long Island iced teas into other people's hands, and that's how I do it.
Then
how,
why do you keep drinking them?
I'm not very good at it. We already mentioned. In the negatives.
So you have a story that we understand is titled Chicken Juice.
Yes.
As your great, wonderful fail dates.
Oh, like, there are many a fail date, but this one involves chicken juice, so of course I've got to tell it.
I think we're all intrigued here.
I mean, I thought semen was what you called the stuff that comes out of a cock, but okay. If you want to call it chicken juice.
So, I went through a breakup, and it was a pretty horrendous breakup, and kind of swore that I would no longer be with any man, and swore off all kind of emotions and
so therefore she went for chicken. And
that would have been much smarter in hindsight.
She stocked up on it.
Dear God. But
I put your tenders in my mouth. Sorry.
But I had a study buddy, and he was an attractive study buddy that I wasn't attracted to personality-wise so much. He was kind of a bit boring, but he was attractive. So we started doing things that were not so study-related but still anatomy-related. And one time he was sitting on the couch watching TV, and I was sitting in front of him, in front of the coffee table, studying. And he started kissing my neck, and it got a little bit, you know, away from the study and a bit distracting. So I kind of pushed myself up, and I leant back, and I sat in front of him on the chair, and it was steaming up a bit, and he said, just hold on a second. And I went, oh, maybe he's going to go get something, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. He walked into the kitchen, I thought maybe he's rehydrating, and he comes back. He said, don't move. And I went, okay. So I didn't move because I'm, as you said, good at following directions. So I did not move, and he kind of slid back in behind me, and we continued, and it got a little bit steamy, and it was good, and he was behind, and then all of a sudden I felt something dripping on my back, and like not in the good way.
He wasn't drooling on you, was he?
He wasn't drooling on me, okay. And I kind of wish he was, because I turned around, and he had both hands in the air, and he had a chicken drumstick in each hand.
No.
And he was eating them, and I kind of turned around with a what the look, like, in my eyes, and he said, I like sex, I like chicken.
Oh my god. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, needless to say, I didn't go back there. I kind of went home and smelt like a rotisserie chicken and scrubbed myself clean.
So basically he wanted to drumstick you.
He really did.
I understand if that's his thing, but to not even mention it to you first. Oh. Like, do you mind if I go get my chicken drumsticks?
Oh, and I don't know whether I would have been okay with that, but it would have been less of a shock, you know. 11 secret herbs and spices, but not the kind of spice that I want.
Were you guys naked?
He was naked. Uh-huh. I was pantsless.
Okay.
Hence the chicken juice only getting on my lower back. But I think that's enough. You know what? I think chicken juice on the lower back is enough. So that's when I decided that I need to find some higher quality men.
That's fantastic.
Can't eat chicken anymore, but that's okay.
Well,
do you have more chicken puns before we move on?
Yeah,
I mean, go and get them out of your system.
Okay. Tender is the night. I mean, that was the song that would be your first dance. Yeah, he's...
They're all going to be foul anyway.
Oh, And the
that's just
yeah. fantastic. Awesome. All right. So ultimately, your date laid an egg. All right, I'm done now, I promise. Okay.
Yeah, are you sure?
I think I'm done now. Okay. That's great. Well, yeah.
Is it?
I mean, it's terrible. It's horrific. But I'm glad it happened to you and not to...
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You know, to me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
Yeah. So if you're out there, chicken fella, I hope you found a nest. I said I was done. I lied.
Maybe he found a hen. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Cool.
All right. So we hear you have another story.
I have so many stories.
You called it magic hands.
Magic cards.
Magic cards.
That's not as exciting as magic hands.
All right. Magic cards. Let's go with that one.
Okay. So I have never had a one night stand.
You usually get a full bedroom suit?
I guess. IKEA is good. So I never had a one-night stand, but I did try once when I was
Until passion, I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it counts as a nightstand if you're on the beach kind of during the middle of the day getting sunburned. So up till now, I had never had one-night stand, but I did try. And Long Island iced teas were involved in this incident, and I was at...
I'm seeing a trend.
You know my kryptonite. That was an engineering party, which started with drinking a bucket of nondescript liquid.
Was it chicken juice?
Maybe. Okay. It could have been. Yeah. Maybe that is my kryptonite. But so it started with that, and it ended with a lot of blurriness. I believe I pushed a poor... He was actually ginger, and now I'm seeing many a pattern arise. A poor ginger up against the wall, but he didn't seem to mind too much. And we took the long trip back to his place, and I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a one-night stand. The unfortunate thing was that his house was about 45 minutes away.
Wow.
And I was Long Island iced teas just did not hold me at that level of like confidence and keenness. So we got into his room and he had all of his sci-fi posters everywhere and his Star Wars bed sheets. And you say that would be a turn off, but for me it was perfect. I was all in. But we started to roll around and that's when I unfortunately realized that I didn't want to have a one night stand. So I said, I'm really sorry, I can't do this, I don't want to do this, is there something else that you'd like to do? And he said, do you want to play Magic Cards?
Oh, like the game Magic the Gathering.
Oh, okay.
And I had a really great night, and you know what, I think he did too. I got a rare card from it, he got to play Magic Cards with a girl, like, I don't know, I think we ticked a lot of boxes.
Oh, but I do have to say that good on him for taking the no for a no.
He was very kind. He was wonderful.
Consent is important, and that, as we talk about, you know, consent can be revoked at any point. So even after you've driven 45 minutes, and you've got things going, and you say, you know what, this isn't for me, like... Yeah, good for you for speaking up, and good on him for actually listening.
Yeah.
He was wonderful.
Turning the tide and having a good night.
And you learned how to play magic.
And I learned how to play magic, and we're still friends.
That's so great. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Those are some disturbingly fantastic stories. That one's not a bad date story. That's a swinger success, I'm going to call it.
Because
of the way it could have been bad.
It could have been bad.
But the chicken juice is an absolute fail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The other ones need more Long Island iced tea before I can tell.
Fair enough. We'll save it for next time. Part two.
We'll do a part two.
Well, thank you very much for swinging by and telling your stories. We'll let you go on and get some more Long Island iced teas because we have noticed that when you get a few Long Island iced teas in you, you become the predator.
Okay.
Like you start, like there's three little red dots that start appearing on people's chests and crotches and you're like, that.
You know, I get them back to their room and I play magic with them. That's what we're doing. You know, I don't know what you think we're doing.
Oh, I know you're playing magic. Making things disappear, reappear,
disappear, reappear.
Yeah. We saw you playing magic on the beach last night. You were using somebody's wand, and we're going to make a Harry Potter reference here.
You were just
waiting for that Patronus to
appear. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. One of my favorite Australianisms. You were gagging for it.
I was, oh God, a little bit.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much,
Professor. Yes, thank you.
You and the ginger have a lovely time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And we're back with the gorgeous couple number three. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's like the dating game.
Just, I know.
And now couple number three will tell us their failing dating stories. So question number one is that we've asked everybody is, on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your flirting skills? Where are your flirting skills?
Well, I don't think I'd be the judge of that. Hey, I'd probably have to ask somebody else what they thought of my flirting skills.
But you know how well it works. I mean, how often... If it doesn't work, you're probably not
fairly
good at
effective.
It.
Fairly effective.
So she's shy. That's good. That's good. And yours, good sir?
I'm still a rookie, I think. I'm getting there, getting better. Maybe a 5.5, 6.
All right. And how do you grade her?
Oh, she just... smiles and she's a 10.
He loves me.
I love it.
We're getting a 10 from the audience.
Yes, yes. So we hear there's a wonderful story, and the only thing we know about this story is that it's called the Dead Nana Story. Yeah. So okay.
No one was harmed.
No one was harmed in the making.
No nanas were harmed in the making of this story.
Sorry.
So is, yeah. Without further ado, will you give us the Dead Nana Story?
Yeah, so we met up with a couple we'd been meaning to meet up with for quite a while, and they hadn't been out for a long time, and so we met at a bar, because this is like one of our rules, you've always got to meet at a separate location, because if you're at someone's house, there's a lot more pressure to play. So we met these guys, and they were really nice, and we got along well, so we decided to go back to their place and share an Uber.
Yeah.
And that's, I
and
guess
may I say, everything was going swimmingly. Like... great connection. They were ticking all the boxes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we thought, we're going to have fun tonight.
So I think it started going a little bit pear-shaped in the Uber. So they're like, oh, our dad's babysitting, so you're just going to have to lie to him in order to, you
pass
know...
Pass the vanilla test.
So
that
so,
was a little weird.
Yeah, and they said to me, just say you work on the tools. And I had no idea what he did for a living, but apparently I had to say I worked on the tools. So.
At least you had warning that you needed to be vanilla.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But work on the tools can mean a lot of things. I mean, this is a sexual podcast. Hey, I work on the tools. I'm sorry, please continue.
So, Dad hung around for a little while, and we didn't judge that. We've all got kids, so that's fine, but he left. And then we were still drinking a bit more, and I think that's when things went pear-shaped. So we went from wine to a spirit or something.
I wanted, I'm a bit of a Sunny Coast bogan. I wanted he was having a rum, so I said, I'll have a rum and Coke. And so he gets me a rum and Coke in this beautiful glass. It was like this beautiful crystal glass. Everyone else had like plastic or something. And I'm like, you know, I'm feeling special. But she just all of a sudden was so distraught. Because he had given me dead Nana's crystal.
Oh, God.
So her Nana had died 3 years previously.
And they still had.
And the only wedding gift they had, the only possession of theirs, were these crystal tumblers, which they had never used.
They hadn't used them ever. And here I am, this dirty swinger, and he has given me the dead Nana's crystal. So, yeah, it went downhill from there.
So she was distraught, and we're at their house about to play, and it's how do we extricate
ourselves?
Yeah,
so it was really fucking awkward. So I'm like, it's fine, I don't need that glass. Like, you know, if it's an issue, I don't need Dead Nana's glass. I didn't say Dead Nana at the time. Like, I was sympathising. I was like, I understand. I lost a relative recently.
She's crying at this stage.
She started to cry. Yeah.
And then she's
and
just gone.
Lovely people.
No.
We felt terrible.
Just put it. No, we're doing this. We're all drinking from the tumblers. We're like, no, we really don't have to. No, we're doing this. Because Nana, she couldn't be a swinger herself. She was too fat. But she would want this.
So next thing, we go from being on a hot day to cheersing Dead Nana.
We had to toast to Dead Nana.
Wait. Please tell me Dead Nana was in an urn on the...
I'm sure she was looking over
us. To Dead Nana.
To Dead Nana.
And that was
Dead Nana.
And then things did pick up from there.
Yeah. So did you end up having nice, sexy time? And
Yeah, it did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you saved the evening then. Yeah. By cheersing Dead Nana.
Well, Dead Nana saved the evening, really.
The night belonged to Dead Nana.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So that's our story. Not as bad as you may have predicted.
No, that's fantastic.
Well, I was just going through the process just to get to the bedroom. But when we got back in the Uber on the way home, it was just like, we toasted their Dead Nana.
Yeah, and we feel heartless, and they were beautiful people. But yeah, it was just that's really awesome. Unexpected.
This is awesome because this story was built up a little bit, and I thought it was going to disappoint and fail to be short as one of those circumstantial moments. But this has actually exceeded expectations.
Yeah, I'm pleased. We're very pleased.
Oh god.
Yes,
that's our fail. It was meant to be a fail story.
That's a great fail story. Yeah. I mean, but again, this just points out that even a fail story can be a success. Life is what you make of it, people. You have lemons. What do you make? Things to throw lemons at people.
Yeah. And when you're really determined and you really want it, then you'll do what you have to get there, right? Yeah. Yes. Even cheersing Dead Nana.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you guys very much. That's a wonderful
Thank
story.
You.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think you have food that just showed up. We'll let you go eat lunch. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And couple number four can join the hot seat.
That's finger pointing.
There's a lot of pointing and fighting here, but choose you. Okay, so you were saying you had a story that was...
A total gross failure, emotional...
I love it already.
Ah.
This is fantastic because I've got no idea which one of the stories she's going to share.
Well, when we were talking before with the others, it was like, oh, I've got a gross story. And I'm like going, yeah, I've got a gross story too. I'm like, what's that? And I was like, yeah, no. I don't know whether I want to share this one.
Well, we're not going to force you to share it.
That's okay. It's one of those awkward things that can happen in the swinging life.
Of course.
So...
Where you're going.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm really glad you're going there because this is something which, you know, people would probably want to hear.
Yeah, and we've never really discussed it
We've never told anyone, really.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
So we had booked a hotel room, driven 2 hours to get down to the city to stay the night and stuff, and on the trip down, this couple pretty much pulled out. And then it was, actually, I'm out, but he's available. And if you still want to meet up with him.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
We were like, you know what? No, it's cool. We'll just go out. So we went out, and she's still texting us going, you should give him a call, catch up. Anyway, you know, he can come out and meet you because he's still out. And so he did because we were like, well, we hadn't had any luck, and, well, we're horny and want to play, so
we love the organic way of meeting people.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's that whole are they or aren't they or where's this going to go? But we fell short that night, and
I was like, well,
so
okay.
We invited him over to the bar. So we were at
Midnight. Yeah. And it was fine. Things went well. He was cute, and we played. And it wasn't until a few days later, 5 days later, I think, we were playing with another couple. And
it was four nights later.
And the guy's fingering me quite vigorously, which I'm usually more of a softer, gentle type person. I was like, wow, this is a bit different. And a condom comes out.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, I was petrified. I ended up in the bathroom crying. I was distraught. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's not where you keep your condoms?
You would think, right? I have a spare one up there just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
So the only possible situation would have been that this gentleman had lost his condom and had not said anything to us.
Right.
Or to me.
Wow.
And, of course, it can get wedged up there, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was very embarrassing having another couple find
it.
Oh, God.
And it's like, okay.
There was a couple of things about the guy later on that we sort of clicked on to, that there was no partner, we don't think, because he just had two kicks going.
And
she's the one that set it up. No, just catch up with him. Just catch up with him. Oh, I'm feeling sick tonight. I'm pulling out. I'm so sorry to let you guys down. Just catch up with him.
Yeah.
He turned up. He was a nice guy. He was definitely attractive enough, and you definitely enjoyed him. And, yeah, that was fun. But I remember him actually having the condom only halfway on at the time too. So one of those guys that perhaps just didn't enjoy that extra bit of barrier, I suppose, and deliberately sabotaged it so it would come off. But we didn't actually think afterwards that he didn't do anything after he just got up and got dressed and left. He didn't go to the bathroom, he didn't take it off, we didn't find a wrapper or anything later on. Well, we found the wrapper, we didn't actually find the condom, but it didn't click with us that was a problem. And then it was 4 days later. And it was 4 days later that this situation happened. So it was up there with any possibility of anything else that was going on. So,
and the worst thing was, is when we approached him about it, he was like, "Oh no, well, you guys play all the time. It must have been somebody else." It's like, no, because the only other people we had played with recently before that, I actually held it and helped take it off because we'd been there for a little bit after.
Yeah.
And so if you're going soft, you need to make sure that it stays on when you're...
In the month before, we'd only had 3 plays or something like that. And the other couple, you'd had taken it off.
Well,
this guy, we didn't know anything.
There was no other option.
And the third cop time, and we don't use them ourselves, of course.
The only possibility would have had to be him. And it was really shitty that he had not even owned up to it. And was like, he was even saying, "Look, I was embarrassed and I didn't know what to do," or anything.
Yeah. But, so anyway, if you get a message from...
So just as a point that I think everybody needs to hear is stealthing is rape.
Mm.
And that may not have been stealthing, but that is a non...
Oh, rolled halfway down. And I remember him pulling it down and sliding it down.
Yeah.
It was purposeful, it sounds like.
And
we found out later that we had talked to some other people and they're like, "Oh no, it's just him. We've come across him before and the girl is fake."
Right.
And when we had talked to him later, very briefly, kind of pushing the boundaries a little, just because we were pissed off with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, "Nah, this does not add up. This does not add up. This doesn't add up. You can get..."
We're glad it turned out okay, but that could have been bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It tests were all clear. It was all fine afterwards.
But either way, it's still really embarrassing to have someone else find it.
If it happened at home with us, then we'd be like, "Oh, fuck, whatever."
You'll still be angry, but...
Could you imagine if you guys were off with a couple and all of a sudden you're fingering her and it comes out like... "Okay, that's interesting."
Unless it's like one of those magic tricks where you just keep pulling the coil.
The paper piles would be amazing.
Like all these different colored condoms. Some of them are ribbed for your pleasure.
Some are studded.
It'd be great.
Some are flavored.
Yes, it'd be great. Yeah. That'd be awesome. I'm okay with that. And the very last one has, a load of semen. That was too far. That was too far. You know what? To hell with all y'all. Well, thank you very much, couple number 4. We didn't ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how's your flirting skills?
Oh, he's charming as. He never had any confidence when we first got together, and now you watch him go, and I'm pretty impressed with him.
He's a beautiful...
Oh, we watch him.
He's a beautiful man whore. We love him. And I say that with love and respect.
I love you all
from
as well.
From one man whore to the other.
I'll play that one.
And hers, how was she?
Yeah. Sensational.
If I'm in the mood...
Yeah. Oh, I was just about to say that. When the mood comes on, like yesterday when we were doing an activity with a group of people, and we had a task to achieve, and all of a sudden, as we're trying to organise a large group of adults to do something, somebody starts making out with somebody...
In the line.
In the line as they're trying to...
He was cute!
I don't... Look, I get it.
Yourself.
Yeah, there's no accusation here. That's when your flirting was just on top. It was just on niche. It was fantastic.
So, do you have like a favorite pickup line that you use?
No.
No.
Definitely not a line type of guy.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, hang on. Here's a photo of my phone of me and her and a couple of others.
That's one of his best pickup lines, actually.
I have seen more pictures on your phone this week than I have seen any other porn, and there's free porn in our room.
We like photos too.
All I want to say is that you need a self-destruct on your phone so that when your parents pick up your phone, you're like, self-destruct, self-destruct.
It just got to the point where I had to upgrade my iCloud storage purely for the porn photos that I have on there.
Respect.
Have you ever had that worry that if something does happen to you and you're in a car accident or whatever, who's going to find your stash?
No, I just hope that they really enjoy it as much as I do.
Number one, I'm dead, so I don't care. I have bigger problems at that point, like introducing myself to all the demons of hell.
If I think somebody found my phone seriously after I died, they're going to look back and go, oh my God, that lucky fucker. He had the best life possible. I had no idea how lucky he was.
You're going to be knighted posthumously. Sir comes a lot.
And I just hope it's my son in many, many years' time. And he goes, wow, that's what dad got him. That explains so much.
Good genetics.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you guys very much. And we'll see you out there.
Yeah,
our pleasure.
Awesome.
All right, we have another couple in the hot seat here.
Mm-hmm. Couple number
five.
A hot
couple in the hot seat. Love it.
Couple number five.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
All right, so we'll start with the question this time, which is, on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your flirting skills?
Double 11.
Double 11, like 22. Or each of you 11?
Each of us are 11.
All right.
So then together they are 22.
That's right. Yeah.
So I always find with couples, usually one's an extrovert and one's an introvert. We're both extroverts and we're both super flirty. And there's a joke in my very vanilla, very Christian family that we're all born pretty much flirting. And this is in a very vanilla family. So add swinging to that mix with the flirting background and,
bad. She's definitely better than me.
And then add alcohol and...
I love it. I love it. So do you have how's your pickup line? Do you pick up or do you what do you say? Or do you just effervescent and bubbly?
Yeah, I think it's just the bubbles.
I just try and use style, charm and charisma.
Yeah.
I don't think there's really a line. It's
that's
tall,
what he likes.
Dark and handsome and roll with it. Have confidence.
No, his trick apparently is you give a girl a compliment and then a little bit of a backhanded
sneaky
insult.
Don't nag,
a jokey tease.
So oh, I love your earrings. My grandmother had the same pair.
Yeah, something
not
like that.
Not quite. Well, let's leave the Nana out of the story. Unless they've done a Nana story. That's right.
No more dinner.
Okay, so tell us your fail story.
Well, we've got a few.
We were trying to work out before this weekend, we were, given the heads up about the story situation, and it took us, at least half an hour to try and go through all the stories, but
we were kind of not going to go the gross way. Then after the last one, we thought, well, why not? Let's do it. All
so
right,
we got a message from a couple.
This is really gross. So
we got a message from a couple on.
Well,
online,
we thought they were a couple,
and they weren't. Well, anyway, online, but you have your history for your chat history. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's sort of when we look back from the history, there was a couple of different girls that had been on his profile on and off. So it'd been, I don't even remember. Rachel, then Vanessa, then whatever.
Haley. Who knows?
Anyway, so there was a girl, and it was last minute, what are you guys doing tonight? We're trying to find someone. Okay, come to our house. We have a spa. Anyway, we'd sort of verified them, but the messages were really of that skeezy kind of single guy idea. Well, what are you wearing? And what are we going to do tonight? And where are you going to come? And it's like that thing that makes you think it's not real, that they're just in for... dirty photos.
It was very full on.
It was just full on. Anyway, they came to our house and probably the hottest guy I've ever met in the scene. Right?
But this was just purely...
really cocky guy, but I'm not able to play.
It was that time of the month, so we'd already been up front and said, it's just social, come have some drinks, chill out, we'll get to meet you guys, and then if it all goes well...
another time.
We'll get you guys back over.
Yeah, so we'd warn them all that, but he was super keen and he was like... she's just into it, so I'm trying to get her into it and she really wants to. I promised her a couple
and
tonight.
She was nervous when she walked in. She was really
so it turns out that she's a backpacker and
And then, yeah, the sort of new couple.
He literally just picked her up basically like the week before couple of weeks before. She wasn't a swinger. She wasn't really into the lifestyle. And he was, yeah.
But in person, he was super charming. So the dirty flirts or dirty messages that he'd been sending us, which kind of were not in tune with his personality. Like, he was really a professional person in his job and really, like, really good looking and charisma and everything. Anyway, so we end up in our spa hot tub and like kissing and making out and all that. And then I don't know how, but he just said to me, because I couldn't play, he said, well, how about you just sit on the...
There may have been a drink.
There may have been a drink spillage. Somebody dropped socks with their hands.
My gesturing with my story.
I think she might be Italian.
Yeah. Or just too many mimosas. So he just said to me, like, I said, well, it was getting really hot and heavy, and it gets frustrating when you're doing that, but then you can't actually play.
Yeah.
And he said, well, just hop on the edge of the spa and pull your tampon out and go for it. And I was like, oh, you did not just say that to me.
Oh, God.
And it's like, yeah, there's nothing less
I was shocked.
Sexy.
I actually didn't know what to do.
That?
Yeah.
And it was...
So I'm sitting on the side, and she was already quite...
At the edge of the spa.
Like, she was nervous as anything. So her and I were more just talking and drinking and...
kissing and...
Yeah, just doing a little bit of stuff, but definitely not... she was definitely not feeling it. And then he just came out with this one-liner, and I was just like...
Whoa.
That is not...
That's smooth. Because after 6 years, that is still probably the worst thing that Bradford can see. He cannot stand to see me pull out a tampon.
No.
It's disturbing.
So to see that from some new person that you've just met...
We don't even really have sex during that time of...
Yeah.
Unless, you know... No. And that
especially
is
going in a spa.
And in the spa. This is my spa.
Like, yeah, it's recirculating water.
Please don't contaminate my hot tub.
I've heard Angela look at somebody and go, well, I hope you like the taste of pennies.
Ooh.
Yes, because I absolutely, I will absolutely have sex on my period.
Yeah.
They're not super heavy, so it's okay.
Yeah.
For me, it's
but
okay.
With your partner.
No, with anybody.
Okay. Really?
But if they're going to go down on me, I will warn them ahead of time that it might taste like pennies. Because, you know...
It does.
Yeah.
You're right.
But at the same time, I don't bleed really heavily.
No.
So it's not.
No.
Yeah. If I was getting towards the end and it was someone I knew well and I warned them...
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't do oral. I'd just be like, yeah, let's put a towel down and just so you know.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit of residue.
Yeah.
Then that would be fine. But this was like some random guy as well. And
bizarre.
The thing is when I met him, I was like sort of... disconnected the way he'd been creepy with his personality, but then there it is.
There you go.
There's the creep.
And then it ended up at later time he was so after this it was okay. Like we just continued the night and moved
that,
on.
That definitely took
We moved on anyway. But in later times he started messaging me by myself and being very like dirty talk and sexy. And I was like, but is she up for stuff? It's like, oh, you know, we won't tell her. And yeah, it came out that one of the girls on the original profile was still on the side.
Oh, geez.
And she didn't even know. And so he just turned out to be a very dodgy, great person.
Did you ever actually have sex with him then?
No.
Okay. But I ended up telling her because I know cheaters are not cool with me.
Yeah, agreed.
And I ended up ringing her and telling her that this guy that you think is your boyfriend is actually a dirty mofo. And yeah, he threatened me. And he said, well, I know where you live.
Mm.
If you mess up my life again. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
So yeah, it just escalated.
Losing vibrators at the same time.
That's another story.
And then you got water sports.
Yeah.
We could go on forever.
We've got lots of stories.
We'll stop there.
That was our, you know.
Well, next time somebody offers, just say, look, you can take the tampon out yourself. With your teeth.
With your teeth,
Just pull the string, baby.
Lipstick.
Wait.
That's great.
We're not going to yuck someone's yum, but if they're really into that, they'll do it with their teeth.
Exactly.
So I will say.
And if they're going to do it, well, then.
Everyone's different.
Talk to them.
When I was young, one of the first porn magazines that I found was in my uncle's stash. Like, he lived in my grandparents' basement. And it was an old Hustler magazine. And I don't know if Hustler made it to Australia, but it was
it did.
Because Playboy and Penthouse, classy. Hustler, not as classy. One of them was, one of the spreads I'll still remember, and maybe this is my issue with it, was it was a faux joke kind of calendar, women at their time of the month calendar. Ooh. And it was all these women with like laying spread and like pulling out tampons and blood was everywhere.
That's not a thing.
There was one where there was a guy with a helmet on and on top of the helmet was a tampon and it was bright red like he had been, it was, so I think that sort of scarred me for life on that.
I can understand that.
Well, I guess everyone's got a different kink.
I know, right? And I'm not going to yuck someone's yum. But
I'm challenged just hearing it right now.
Full on.
It was full on.
Yeah, that is really full on.
Everyone's got their different kink.
That's right. Yep. Well, thank you guys very much for your story.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Good luck
out
there.
Sorry about the mimosa incident.
No. It's the great mimosa incident. That'll be on next time's podcast.
Yeah. Tune in next time for drunk couple.
I love it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got a little add-on here. So the last couple, she's going to get drinks or lunch or something.
Another mimosa.
Oh, great. But he started telling the story that is absolutely amazing, and I think we need to hear more.
Elaborate? All right, let's go again. So it was back when we first started. So we've been the lifestyle for about 9 years. So this is back when we first started. We'd been talking to a couple. He was really attractive and she was really, really hot. And we decided, why not? Let's get them over. So we got them over for drinks and everything progressed really quickly. And we were like, this is really great. Anyway, we started playing. And next minute, it was getting very wet very quickly. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. And she was gorgeous. She was a model. And I was starstruck. Next minute, we put some towels down because she was starting to squirt a bit. And then it got wetter and wetter to the point where we'd soaked through two towels, the doona, the blanket, the sheets, the electric blanket, the mattress, and it was wet on the other side of the mattress. To the point where we actually had the mattress outside for a week trying to get it to dry out.
Oh, God.
And yeah, there was no warning. No warning at all. And obviously very new. You can't exactly sit there and say no. Like, you weren't feeling comfortable in where you stood in the whole situation. So just went with the flow. But it was
literally.
Boom, boom.
But it was literally to the point where she would be on top of you, or on top of me. She would bounce up and down. And it was great, and you'd literally feel it building, and then she would get up, and it was like a fire hydrant come out, and it would just cover you and just drown you, and you just lay there going, you could have told me about this before.
Like, I will say, it is hot. Now, squirting is great, and there's nothing gross or disgusting about it, but it is nice to have a little bit of a warning.
Warning is good.
I actually don't think there was towels beforehand. Because they didn't even want us at all. And we said to them, what do you guys do at home? Right. Oh, on the tiles.
We put towels down on the tiles. I'm like, you didn't decide to tell us this before you hopped on my bed?
You know, they make plastic sheets too.
Yeah. And he kept pushing me over to her, like, go kiss her. And I'm like, there's a puddle and a waterfall. I'd rather not.
Having sex in a water feature. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. A bit of disclosure goes a long way.
That's right.
Yes. Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong. It was hot, but... be pre-warned first that it's going to be...
Yeah, and we were new. We were pretty new. I don't think we had encountered squirting.
No, I will say that was my first encounter.
I've had it happen once where a lady was sitting on my face and I didn't realize that she was a squirter. And she goes, I'm a squirter. And I was like, all right, cool, that's fine. And then she lifted up and it was just like raining, like I needed scuba gear and a snorkel. it was hot.
It was not pretty.
But at least she warned me like right before it happened. So yeah.
As it was happening by the sound.
Well, I could have bailed it one time.
Yeah. Can I throw a best practice on this?
Sure.
We had a party for New Year's Eve and in fact, funny enough, some of the people who were here actually came in this conversation actually. We had the pleasure of joining us at that time. But other friends of ours who have a lot of experience with squirting went out when they got to our house a little bit earlier to help us set up and realised we didn't have anything down for it. So they went to the local supermarket and bought heaps of plastic, like $3 tablecloths.
That's actually great.
Under the mattress, under the sheet, and they were absolutely fantastic. And it is such a cheap option to have, if you're ever setting up for an experience like that, a really, really easy, cheap alternative to keeping the mattress from being aired for 3 days.
Fair enough.
That's a good solution.
That is a good solution. Yeah.
And cheap and easy if you forget or like you're not prepared. You're cheap and easy.
I'm cheap and easy. Actually, I always say I'm easy. I'm not cheap. All right. Thank you guys for that story as well. That was great. Coming back for that story, I mean, you were telling it. I was like, this is great.
Awesome. Awesome.
Two in the pink and one in the stink. That's called the shocker. You can do it in the bathroom or do it in the car or do it in the alley right behind the bar. Two in the pink and one in the stink. That's called the shocker.
And that is a cover of The Shocker by Steel Panther.
Look it up. It's classy. It's
Steel Panther.
Their first album's by far the best, but if you do get a chance to see their live shows, astounding.
Are they Australian?
No, they're an American band.
Okay.
And they're
so the Community Property was the first song I listened to of theirs.
Yes.
Which is My Heart Belongs to You, but my cock is community property. Which is just classic.
Yep.
So we've got the Ginger Tramp back, of course. Mm-hmm. Because apparently he has a story he has been holding out on all of us.
So I do have a story, and probably unlike maybe some of the other stories that have been told, this is about how shit I was.
Oh, good.
So this did happen once. I was shit, and not as awesome.
You were only shit once.
I was shit once, okay. And I learned from it, and I moved on. And it was actually the very first date I went on once we opened up the relationship, and I'd been chatting to someone on Tinder. We got on really well. We just had so much in the way of common interests. We just vibed so well. And we've been texting. We weren't able to meet for kind of a couple of weeks. But we've been texting, and she found out I knew about some bands and some artists.
Like Steel Panther.
Like Steel Panther. No, it wasn't Steel Panther. I still recall the text. I recall it so fondly. She goes, you know that band? I'm like, yeah, and you know it too. And it was just like, oh my God, first one out of the box here.
Kismet.
On Tinder. Kismet. Sweet. This is it. It's great. It's fantastic. So we meet. So we come and we walk down the street. We sort of started opposite end of the street unwittingly and walk together, walk towards each other. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
I feel like there should be some music video.
Yeah.
It had all those hallmarks of it. And then I got there and I shook her hand and said, hi, I'm Ginger Tramp's real name. Which that was awkward because I hadn't even been on this podcast. It's like proto-meta. That's so deep down the hole.
That's so great.
So I've walked up, I've shook her hand and said, hi, this is my name. As if it was a business meeting. And it was like from that point forward, the whole rest of the night was awkward. And it was so sad because we got on so well and everything via text was so beautiful. And it was...
So was it just awkward because of that first opening, or was it?
I think it's
just awkward in general.
You stumble at the start line, and then from that point forward, the rest of the race you're trying to catch up, and it was just after a while, it's just like, oh, I've so messed this up. If I just turned up and did the kiss on the cheek thing, or even just a polite but kind of nice embrace, so yeah, that's the time I went out and absolutely cocked it up.
Aww, so now I'm sad.
So what you're saying is that we should contact her for her bad date story.
Yeah, which is me.
So it's this guy, and he introduced himself as the Ginger Tramp? I don't really understand that.
Yeah, I do. As proof, I may actually have a soul. I do still look back on that one and go, I wonder what that one would have been like if I had just turned up and not been so friggin' wooden.
Aww. So. You might have gotten wood later instead of being wood in the beginning.
Yeah. Instead of it just being this splinter in my, non-existent soul.
Aww. So what do you do differently now when you meet people?
Oh, I just turn up, whip it out. Just turn up. I arrive by helicopter, and it doesn't mean I'm coming in via an aircraft at all.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm a little bit more, I'm a little bit more experienced. And the thing I probably look back on now, it was you have to learn how to date again.
Yes.
You have to learn to go out and meet people and meet people that you potentially could see as being romantic, intimate partners in a different way to what you meet them before you step into this scene, where there is all of this wall and barrier around what you do because of sort of societal norms and expectations. So you do have to go and learn how to date again. So now I don't think there's a formula I work to as such, but at the very least I don't just turn up and shake hands.
Fair enough, right. good advice yes. Words to live by. Thank you for coming back and giving us your added story, you sick man.
I've had 3 or 4 drinks now. I'm actually starting to feel like I can hear
again. You're adulting-ish.
I'm adulting.
He's humaning around humans now.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm not adulting at any kind of level yet.
I'm sorry, you're just humaning.
I'm just humaning. Give it time.
There's levels. You have to human before you can adult.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, he's got his hat on, so I think he's off into the shade.
I'm off to the near the pool.
Awesome. All right.
Look at half-naked people.
Godspeed.
Enjoy.
So we have our consummate fountain of sarcastic knowledge. That's not the ginger tramp.
Oh, wow.
We've got Lawrence here from Our Secret Spot, and apparently he's waving to everybody at home.
I'm waving.
He doesn't understand how podcasting works. There's no camera, bud.
Okay.
He does have 2 giant rainbow Visit Gay Australia over his nipples.
Visit Gay Australia, people.
That's right.
They're stickers. You didn't finish that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought they were tattoos. So you've got a fail story?
A fail story, a horror story. It was very disturbing, and we weren't sure if we were being trolled or not when it happened. So Jess, so this is a little while back. Jess and I went on a couple's date, like a one-on-one date, rather, with a couple that we'd been chatting to on RHP. Back and forth in the comms, we set a date and we're going to a local bar. We met up. The chatting was fairly nothing to report, good or bad. It was you know, okay, we're getting along. And then the topic of play came up, and this is where it started to get a bit
dicey.
Yeah, dicey. Yes, dicey is actually the perfect word for this situation. So we started like talking about like what are you into, what are your flavors of like, you know, playing styles, and it was very quickly brought up from them they don't like playing with protection, so condoms,
ugh,
anything else that comes along with it. In fact, it's not even they don't like it, it's not to happen for them. And I was sort of like, that's our hard and fast rule for us. And like, oh well, it's on our profile. And I just didn't think to look that far, because you know on RHP there's a couple of tabs you can choose, like what are you in, like. And we so fast forward a little bit after this happened, Jess and I went home and looked, and sure enough it was there, like no safe sex or whatever the option was.
No protection.
The most alarming thing about it was, and this is where I say like I'm not sure if she was serious or not. I think she was, because she believed that she could taste the difference between someone who has had an STI through oral, like having their semen in their mouth.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, I don't think that's how it works.
She should get a job at the hospital.
I was going to say, that's her ex-woman power, is to taste STIs.
But I was like, so we're going to go through a blow job and I've got to ejaculate into your mouth, and then you can know if I have an STI or not. And then we have sex after? Weird.
Then she blows it back into you so that you can then put it somewhere else.
Yeah. So it was, and then we finished our drinks and said, well, we don't think this.
And good day to you.
And unfortunately, we're not going to do that kind of play. So, you know, good luck, have fun.
Wow.
That's, for the record, folks, you cannot taste the difference between chlamydia, gonorrhea,
and it tastes like burning.
I thought the people who said they could look at somebody and tell if they were dirty or not were stupid. This is horrific.
Yeah. But I said the moral of the story is, like, I mean, for us, for Jess and I, it was more, obviously it was never going to happen and it was alarming to hear from them, but it got us thinking and making sure that, like, we are protecting ourselves, because not everyone has the same ideas on sexual health and what you can do to, like, what the risks are and all that. So it's, you should be doing what you can to protect yourselves, whilst
in this lifestyle, especially with new partners.
For sure. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Good advice. Thank you, Lawrence.
That's all right.
Yeah. Look at you. Good story. Didn't need any more dragons.
Needs more dog.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right, so we'd like to say thank you to all the couples who came and shared their stories with us.
Yes.
I hope that it provided you with a good solid hour of entertainment as much as it did us.
Oh, my God. And hopefully the background noise wasn't too bad, but we are on vacation working hard for you.
Yes.
So you don't have to.
Yes, exactly.
So thank you guys very much, and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah.
Send us your nasty stories to theatomsoflove@gmail.com or on one of our social media accounts at Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at By The By Podcast. Thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. We really, really appreciate it. It's www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
I'm Dirty Lola, host of Sex at a Go-Go and ringleader of the Pussy Posse, and you're listening to a Swingset podcast at swingset.fm.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.